West of there the following day, they were out on a point and Cole directed their attention to a cave opening under the face of the sheer cliff, maybe 30 feet below the rim. Nothing would do but tying some lariats together and lowering someone small like Salty down there and have him explore it. They tied the end of the rope to a good-sized juniper tree, and two men let hatless Salty off the edge, using Chet and Hamp as the main force on the rope to allow him to drop down. Salty managed to get off the rope and into the cave.
Sent Cole down. I found something. Make another rope to pull things up.
What did he find? Can't imagine finding anything but bat down there.
Cole smiled and got on the rope with his gloves.
I'm about to find out.
Chet frowned. The fish on the line they hauled up were breastplates of Spanish armor.
What is that?
Something old and Spanish.
Got a damn museum down here. Even some skeletons.
We may need to get one of the wagons over here to haul it out. Can we do that?
We can get one close. That last wash might be as close as we can get one on top.
We better get what we can hauled up.
Is this stuff worth much?
No telling. But all these years in this dry atmosphere, it's worth a look for sure.
So, the job began with them piling the bounty coming from the cave well back from the edge. Some old flint-sparked muskets, hand pistols, swords, and metal hats.
Be careful! This is the good one!
Chet was standing on the edge and could not make out the contents of the bucket they hauled up the cliff's face. Hampt even strained to pull it up, and it was obvious that it was heavy enough that he had to move back from the edge and use both his hands.
Rubies.
Raw, red, uncut, diamond-like stones. Why, there must have been thousands of dollars worth of them.
Are they real?
All Chet could do was swallow and nod.
Hell, Cole! What comes next?
Damned if I know what they are, but here they come.
The big man hauled up the next bucket more carefully than the last. It was only half full, but that was still plenty.